winter snow removal, what does it take to keep our roads safe? What are the challenges of this season, and how can we all work together to navigate these tough winter months? Our guest today is Dan Perry, Director of Public Works. It's no secret that this winter has been one for the books. Heavy snowfall, extreme cold, and unpredictable weather patterns have tested our snow removal teams. Join us as we answer your questions on snow removal and what's really going on here. I am Tessa Vecchio, and this is Where You Belong. So welcome, Dan. Welcome back to the podcast. You're no stranger to us here, and we really appreciate you joining us, especially in your new role as Director of Public Works, to talk to us about snow removal and winter control.
Thanks so much for having me, Tessa. I'm really looking forward to talking to you today about our public works operations this winter.
So speaking about this winter, it's been anything but typical, I'm sure for you and the team as well. We have faced more snowfall than usual. There's been back-to-back storms, significant weather events, higher than average accumulation of snow, and fluctuating temperatures have really made for a truly challenging experience for everyone. So tell us how you're doing in all of this. How is the staff doing? How are we managing winter control this season?
I admit, Tessa, it's been a long and challenging winter so far, and it looks like we still have a little bit more winter left ahead of us here. Residents in the city know that it started in late November, and except for a brief thaw, you know, around Christmas time, we haven't really had a break from it. So our crews have been working around the clock to respond to the snow events. I think they're doing an exceptional job, but the sheer volume of snow makes winter operations challenging.
How much snow have we actually had this winter?
I'm glad you asked that, Tessa. So I just pulled the Environment Canada snowfall data this morning. And since late November, the Environment Canada website says that Sault Ste. Marie received 365 centimeters of snowfall to date. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that the Environment Canada weather station is located at the Sault Ste. Marie Airport, which we know did not receive as much snow as some other parts of the city. So I would be confident to say we are definitely close to 4 meters of snowfall so far this season.
So you mentioned winter control. What does that mean?
Winter control encompasses all of the work that Public Works does to maintain the city's infrastructure during the winter. So that would include things like snow plowing, street sanding and salting, sidewalk plowing and sanding, winter drainage work, snowbank removal, responding to calls from residents, all of the things that we do to ensure safe and equitable transportation provided to the residents of the city.
So with all these challenges and the amount of snow that we've received, walk me through what a typical snow event looks like. How does everything get prioritized, and how do you manage what gets done first?
We follow a priority system. Arterial and collector roads are cleared first. So these are the roads that are higher volume and move more vehicles. And then following that, we move into residential areas. During an active snow event, we focus on keeping main arteries and collector roadways open before moving into those neighborhoods. We also work closely with emergency services to ensure they can get where they need to go.
And of course, I think I speak for most residents when I say that there's always the issue of snowbanks getting higher as the winter goes on. So what are we doing about the snowbanks right now?
Yeah, you're right, Tessa. The more snow we get, the harder it is to find places to put it. When we're not actively plowing or responding to these snow events, we are focusing on removing snowbanks in key areas to improve visibility and pedestrian access, but it takes time and resources.
How much snow does the city remove on a daily basis?
Just to put it in perspective, we have in Sault Ste. Marie 1,225 lane kilometers of road throughout this community, and our snow removal works. We do about 5 to 6 kilometers of snow removal a day, which equates to just shy of 10,000 cubic meters of snow. And we have been working hard on snow removal this winter. We've performed snow removal for 60 days so far this year.
So we've had some of our listeners provide us with some questions for today that include snowbanks. When are you going to clear the snowbanks? Why do you only take half of the bank in some locations? And some streets have had their banks removed more than once. Why is that?
We prioritize our bank removal similar to the way we prioritize our plowing routes. When we look at bank removal, we're focusing on a few key things. First and foremost is driver safety. So we're making sure that the lanes are wide enough for them to navigate down the roadway, to make sure that there's adequate visibility so everybody can see where they're going and reducing collisions at intersections. And then finally, we're also concerned with making sure that the drainage works are accessible for when the snow does all melt and this drainage does have to find its way into the sewer system. So we focus on the arterial and collector roadways first because, similar to plowing, that's where the larger volume of traffic is and there's a higher likelihood of collisions. And then we move into the more pressing residential locations if we do have the equipment and staffing available for those spots. When we're talking about why we'd want to take half of a snowbank, really it's just about trying to get as much snow removal done as possible with the resources that we have available to us. In those locations, we're just trying to improve the width of the roadway, improve visibility, and then also ensure that those drainage works are open for that future spring melt. And then sticking with that prioritization, Tessa, we are focusing on those collector and arterial roadways, and because they are plowed more and the snowbanks accumulate quicker, they do require sometimes more snow removal than other streets. So that would be the priority for that safety sake and for future drainage and visibility issues.
In addition to snowbank removal, another popular question that we get asked is regarding windrows and the snow that's left at the end of our driveways. Some of the questions we received include, why can't the city clear the end of my driveway? You used to, so why not anymore? Why can't the city clear windrows, Dan?
In 2023, a winter control operations audit was completed, and that audit recommended that the city move away from clearing windrows at the end of private driveways for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, our machinery is just not made for residential driveways. Secondly, we want to avoid damage to private property from the use of this larger equipment. And third, focusing on windrow removal takes away from other important winter control activities like snow removal at bus stops and intersections, improving lane widths, and establishing sight lines.
So there's a video circulating on social media with a snow gate attached to a snow plow. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I did see that video. We looked into these devices in the past, and it looks like there has been some significant improvements to the technology. This is really timely because Council just passed a resolution asking staff to look into our winter control service delivery, and this is definitely something we'll be looking into.
So sticking to windrows at the end of driveways, the city routinely scrapes down the snowpack on roadways in between snow events, and this typically results in those more difficult windrows to remove. Why do we have to do that?
Tessa, that's a great question. And it's something that, you know, many people have asked us in the past. And a lot of the winter control operations are planning for the future. So when we have our operations team focusing on the snowpack on streets, they're thinking about when the weather does warm up, what's going to happen. And as a lot of the residents in Sault Ste. Marie have experienced, when you get warm weather and the snowpack does start to break up, it leaves quite a bumpy, uneven road surface for the drivers in the community. So that's one of the reasons why we try to avoid that. And then secondly, we're also trying to think of what's going to happen when all this snow starts to melt and where's the water going to go? So it's trying to stay as close to asphalt as possible is key. And that's the major reason on why we have to do that snowpack removal.
So we talked earlier about equitable transportation for our residents and what that means. Another focus area for your staff is sidewalks and the maintenance of sidewalks and how do they get cleared in the winter. Can you talk to us a little bit about the sidewalk snow plowing program?
The purpose of the sidewalk snow plowing program is to give pedestrians a continuous network of plowed sidewalks that originate and terminate in neighborhoods, school, or commercial areas. Council approved a sidewalk snow plowing policy in 2016, and in that policy, there's a criteria set out to assess the maintenance requirements with key considerations including street classification and traffic volumes, school routes, areas surrounding senior complexes or other sensitive land uses or transit routes.
So there's a lot that goes into winter control operation. Can you talk to us about how the work gets divided and some of the equipment that gets used?
I think it's important just to think about our city as a whole first. So we have 4 shift supervisors along with 25 operators who are split into 4 groups to cover sanding and salting throughout the city 24/7. Included in this group is a grader operator that will cover the hills when a snow event dictates plowing is required. Sand or salt operators are each assigned an area where they concentrate their work: north, downtown, east, and west. One sander is also scheduled from 4 a.m. to 12 noon Monday to Friday to sand municipal parking lots. So now, in addition to that, we can, if we're looking at our city as a whole, we can also think about how the city gets broken up for the individual plowing routes. So along with those core group members, the city is divided into 3 geographical areas to accommodate street, sidewalk, laneway, and bus stop clearing. These areas are supervised by area coordinators, which include 18 plow routes, 7 loader routes, and 9 sidewalk routes. So some of the equipment we need to provide this service to the residents would be 14 plow trucks, 8 graders, 9 sidewalk machines, and 7 loaders, along with 4 sander units.
Wow, that's a lot of equipment that you just went through right there. How does all of this equipment get maintained?
We have an excellent mechanic team in the Public Works Division who's doing an excellent job keeping all of our fleet running as best as they can. But as we can imagine, with any piece of equipment that's worked long hours in difficult weather, there are some breakdowns that can occur that can sometimes affect operations.
Wow, that's quite the team and the equipment that's needed. Another thing that we've been doing a lot of this winter is declaring significant weather events. Why do we declare these?
A significant weather event is defined as an approaching or occurring weather hazard with the potential to pose a significant danger to users of the roadways within a municipality. Weather hazards are determined by Environment Canada as meeting the criteria for the issuance of an alert under its Public Weather Alerting Program. This declaration suspends the standard timelines required for municipalities to meet their winter maintenance objectives until the significant weather event has ended. Once a significant weather event has ended, standard timelines for winter maintenance activities will begin. The intent of a declaration is to notify the public that due to the current weather conditions, caution is to be exercised when traveling on the city's streets and sidewalks, and that it may take longer than usual to restore them to normal conditions.
Anything else to add?
I'd like to take the time to thank all of the Public Works staff for all of their hard work this winter. The team's really stepped up and continues to go above and beyond to provide the best services they can to the residents of Sault Ste. Marie. I'd also like to thank the community for their patience and understanding this winter. It has been an exceptional winter for all of us, and knowing that our community supports us means a lot.
I agree, Dan. That's really nice of you to say and really kind. Thank you to our community. Thank you to the staff who are working really hard to ensure that we're all safe this winter. Where You Belong is produced by the City Clerk's Office. Make sure you check back for our next episode. If you are looking for more information, head to our website at sault.ca/podcast. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a topic for future episodes, email podcast@cityssm.on.ca. Until next time.